Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I remember one time I was praying about this. I was telling the Lord, I said, Lord, it seems like I don't have enough time to do everything that I'm supposed to be doing. This is years ago, thank God. I've learned a little bit since then. I said, Lord, show me what I need to see. It seems like I don't have enough time to do everything. And this is what he said to me. I don't mean to hurt an audible voice, but distinctly inside me. He said, Keith, if you don't have plenty of time to do what I direct you to do, you are wasting time.
Amen.
You're wasting time. Now, I would add, on things he didn't tell me to do. That's my words. But you're wasting time. So many things people think they've got to do. Don't have to do. Be better off not doing. Learn how to say no. I said, learn how to say no. He'll say, oh, we're ready. We're going to go over here and we're going to do this and we're going to shop all day. Well, if it was right to do, okay. But if the Lord dealt with you, stay home and be quiet and rest, then you're disobedient to go.
Right.
Yeah, but everybody wants to go and they're ready for you to go. I'm sorry, I'm not going to go. Why? You don't have to have a reason. People think they have to explain everything and even tell lies about stuff. Just say, I'm not coming. I love you, but I'm not coming. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong. I'm just staying. Well, what's wrong? You don't like us anymore? Well, don't be so insecure. Yeah, I like you. Don't be a baby. Nothing wrong between me and you. Unless you want to try to start something. Make a big deal out of this. No, no. Go have fun. I'm going to take a nap and pray. Everybody say, take a nap and pray. What an idea. Take a nap and pray. Go with me back to Galatians. Galatians 5. Love gives. Love serves. Galatians 5 and 13. He said, brethren, you have been called to what?
Liberty.
Freedom. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love do what?
Serve
one another. Everybody say, love serves. We've been made free. We've been redeemed. We've been made rich. We've been healed. Been made righteous. Been given authority. Why? So we can sit up in our big house with our fancy clothes and go, whoo, I'm rich. I'm healed. I'm free. That sounds kind of shallow, doesn't it? If it just stops there, why are you healed? Why do you have strength? So you can help somebody. So you can serve. Why did God get you out of debt and put money in your pocket? So you can bless somebody. Amen? Why would God give you the ability to travel and go anywhere and plenty of clothes and strength so he can use you? Amen? Drop in on somebody that's hurting. Pray them through. Bring faith and strength with you. We are saved to serve.
Amen.
Say it out loud. Saved,
saved
to serve.
Serve.
I'm saved
to serve.
What did Jesus do when he was in the earth?
Serve.
I mean from early to late.
Yeah.
Jesus never got up in the morning and thought, what do I want to do today?
That's right.
He never did. He always did what pleased the Father. What pleased the Father? People being saved, getting delivered, getting healed, getting helped, getting fed. That pleased the Father. So that's what he did every day, all day long, all night long. That's what he did. Father pleaser meant serving his brothers. What about you and me? We're Christians, Christians, those like the Christ. Amen. He lived to give. He lived to serve. We live to give. We live to serve. I mean, he gave everything, didn't he? He gave all his time. He gave his heart. He gave his faith. He gave his words. He gave his energies. And at the end, he gave his spirit, gave his soul, gave his mind, gave his body, gave every drop of his blood.
Thank you, Lord.
That's our example. I said, that's our example.
Amen.
You know, people, and I'm using the word advisedly now, they need you when they need you, not when it's convenient for you.
Amen.
Have you found that out? There's been a number of times, especially as you get busier in ministry, Phyllis and I, something come up and the Lord deal with us. So-and-so is needing some money. Just pick it up in the spirit. And you look at your accounts and it's not a good time for you to give. Have anybody ever identified with that? The Lord dealt with you? I've never had the Lord ask me, Keith, is it a good time for you to give? I've never had him ask me that. Because he knew what I had and didn't have before he dealt with me.
Amen.
Right?
Yeah.
And go visit somebody. Go be in this meeting and support somebody. And you're thinking, Lord, I just got through. It's not convenient. You'd like to just do nothing for a little bit. And sometimes he lets you. He believes in vacation too.
Yeah.
Don't misunderstand me. Now, he won't push you till you fall and then kick you and say, get up, boy, we got work to do. That's not him. That's the devil. God believes in vacations. But there are times when it's not convenient for you and you'd rather do something else, but you know they need some help. They need the money. So what do? Love serves, and love is glad to do it. That's when you get up and you stir yourself up. If you have to, you get some toothpicks and you poke up the corners of your mouth. And you go, oh yeah, here we go. We're going to help somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say, we're going to help somebody.
We're
going to help somebody. Every day, every day. Every day, we're going to help somebody. How many know Jesus never went a day and didn't help somebody? Every day, God was using him to help somebody. I don't care if it's making them a little fried pie. I don't care if it's putting a gallon of gas in their car. Start where you are, but help somebody.
Amen.
This is how you develop.
That's right.
You've heard us say this in different variations and forms, but you understand the Christians of the modern church have been robbed of their development. And they've been kept in a babyhood stage, decade after decade, because they think all there is to being a Christian is coming and sitting and listening. And leaving. You'll never develop as a Christian unless you begin to serve.
Amen.
I said, unless you begin to serve.
Amen.
Not just for the fivefold ministry. Everybody is supposed to be helping somebody.
Right.
And it's when you get excited about it that you know you're on the right track.
Amen.
Oh, do I have to? I'm so busy, Brother Keith. I hadn't got time. No, no, no. Your priorities are wrong. We've already prayed and the Lord's going to answer that prayer. He's going to show you some things over the course of this next week. He's going to put his finger on some things and he's going to say, no, you need to quit that. Eliminate that. Stop that. Cut that in half and do this and open this up. And then you'll say, well, what am I going to do? He said, I'll show you.
Amen.
Yeah, but that'll be half a day. What am I going to do for that half a day? He'll show you.
Amen.
That'll be a half a week. What am I going to do? He'll show you. Set aside this money. Start setting aside some extra money in this account. We've already talked about this, haven't we? Anybody remember that?
Yes.
Develop reservoirs of time and money. So the Lord can put his finger on you and go, all right, go do this.
Amen.
Take that money and do this with it.
Yes.
Well, he can't tell you to do something with it if you don't have it.
Thank you, Lord.
It's happening.
Yes.
Galatians. What did he say? Don't use your liberty. Don't use your freedom as an occasion to the flesh, as to just do what you want to do. We are saved. We are free. We are healed. We are prosperous. But we're not. We haven't been given all this liberty just to do what we want to do. By love, do what?
Serve
one another. Say it out loud, please. By love, serve. Serve one another. Can you hear that ringing in your spirit? Can you understand that's not just Brother Keith saying it? Huh? Can you understand this is the Lord talking to you? Serve one another. It's all through the New Testament. Serve one another. I think I could say it for an hour. Serve one another. It's the key to your happiness. It's the key to your fulfillment. When the curse had entered the earth in the beginning, and Cain killed his brother, and you remember the Lord came down to him after he had done this terrible deed, and he said to him, Cain, where is Abel your brother? You remember that?
Yes.
And you can see already how sin has come in and how selfishness is ruling in the minds of men. What did he say? He said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? Did you hear that? I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? What's the answer to that? Yeah. You ought to know. Right? If they're hurting, we want to know. If we can help them, we want to know. And yeah, the church, we help people all the time. Hardly a week goes by we don't do something for somebody monetarily. But when you know about a need within the church, don't just pick up the phone and call the church. You check you. Huh? I said, you check you. What should I do? Because a lot of these things should be taken care of just and nobody else ever find out about it. It's just done. Amen? And then it loosens up resources for other things. Am I my brother's keeper? Yeah. Am I to look out for you? Are you to look out for me? Look not on your own things, but every man on the things of others. Don't live to please yourself, but to serve other people. This is such a big subject. I believe you're willing. But there's a lot more revelation needs to occur in us.
Amen.
Doesn't there?
Yeah.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. Praise God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.